K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Podcast 68, pick a mate. Here we are, mate. How good's this?
Pick a mate.
I don't know. I think these bingo calls are really bad.
Oh, don't be like that, mate.
Oh, they're on Wikipedia. I just question the authenticity of these bingo calls because it's pretty much just things that rhyme.
Because really, I mean,
actually,
28, 38 would just be feeling great, wouldn't it?
I'm looking forward. We're in strife when we get to podcast 90 because there's no more calls.
What?
There's no more calls after
99, 90. Feeling fine. There you go.
Maybe we make them up. Hey, I was thinking during the week, there might be people that don't get to the end of our podcast and miss out on our thought of the week.
Let's not do it now. Let's just highlight it.
Well, I was thinking, do we do it now for those punters that have never heard of our thought of the week?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
No?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
If you do want to hear our thought of the week, go back to our old stuff and skip through to about the 17 or 18 minute mark, and then you might hear something fun.
Put a minute left on the podcast and you'll be able to say
it. And then you'll hear it. Hey, look, coming up on the podcast, what are we doing? It's going to be a ripper, isn't it?
Mate, lots on the podcast, lots to get through. One of my favourite things this week has been that a family has taken a pet. They've paid a lot of money for this animal.
Mm-hmm.
And once they've received it, they've noticed something a little bit peculiar. May not have bought what they actually bought.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Also, a house that's really cheap over in America, but it comes with a slight catch. It's been on a lot of movies, but they're horror movies. Why it's so cheap, we'll tell you on the podcast.
Can't wait for it. Didn't know you were putting that one in.
Well, it's a good one. It's a good one. It's in the podcast. Enjoy.
Andy, we spoke earlier today about keeping jobs. Mm. And it is quite tough sometimes in the climate we live in. So when you have a job, be grateful for your job.
Unemployment's at an all-time high.
You don't know that.
I think it's at 7% or 8%. I saw it on the news.
That.
It's a buzzword. Unemployment, all-time low.
Anthony
Buzzwords.
Lear has been let go from his job. And he appealed by putting in a Fair Work claim.
Good.
Which has been turned over and he'd lost that as well.
So what was his job?
He was working in the mines over in WA.
Yep.
And he was sacked because he kept pooing on the work site. He kept saying that the toilets were too far away.
Oh, yuck!
And that enough is enough, and when you've got to go, you've got to go.
That is disgusting.
So what's funny about this, and where I think, so he's obviously said, you can't let me go for that. Like, I couldn't hold it. Well, what was I supposed to do?
Go to the toilet on site.
Now.
Bad luck.
He says that they were too far away. But where this takes a turn for maybe getting on the side of the employer here is, I agree, when a man's got to go, a man's got to go. I'm not saying it's okay, but like sometimes you maybe he was finishing a task and he thought he could hold it and it came on a bit quicker than he thought.
Is it a once-off that he's done it or multiple times?
He's been caught twice.
Yeah, all right, nah, fire him. Get rid of him.
This is where I think it takes a turn.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it down the blast collar.
What's a blast? Some mining term, is it?
So where they put the explosives down and they...
Yes!
There's like a pipe. It's quoted here to say that a workmate had seen him throw a rock down in the little hole, the drill hole.
Yep.
And asked him, what were you doing? And he said, well, I just pooed down there.
Checking the depth.
Exactly right.
That is so good.
100%.
So hang on, when it explodes in the mines...
It's going to go everywhere.
No wonder he's lost his job.
He just said he thought it was discreet. It was a safe place to go.
It's not discreet.
He thinks it's unfair that he's lost his job here.
No, bad luck, mate. Like, you're in the mines. Hey, Steve, what have you found over there? I think it's a nugget, but I'm not quite sure.
I tell you what, we've all dealt with explosives in the toilet before, but this is taking it to a new level.
Benny, you're a teacher. I respect what you're doing.
Thanks, mate.
You've been doing remote learning for two
God
terms?
God knows how long.
Has it been two terms or three terms?
Oh, no, just the one.
The second term though of school was pretty hairy.
Term two was 7 weeks.
Yep.
Term three, I haven't been on site.
Yep.
And term four, we started with a week, and I'll be back on site tomorrow with the kids.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but the 5th of October, does that bring any sort of significance to you at all?
The 5th of October?
Yep.
Start of term four.
Well, it's actually World Teachers Day.
Oh, really?
Did you not get the memo on that one?
No, must have missed that.
That was Friday. Was it Friday? No, 5th of October. I don't know. Whatever day it was.
The 5th of October would have been Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Monday. No, Monday.
Whatever.
Was it Monday? It definitely was Monday.
It was Monday.
That was the return to term four.
Yeah, there you go.
I should bloody know that.
Anyway, to celebrate World Teachers Day, Qatar, the airline, is giving away 21,000 complimentary tickets just to teachers.
See, great, amazing, like really cool.
21,000 tickets.
But I will put this out there. Is this just an empty promise?
No,
because they know that no one can fly?
Well,
they're like, oh, no, we'll give you tickets. Oh, you can't go? Oh, sorry.
So what they're doing is they're offering vouchers, just as a bit of a thank you to all the teachers who have been doing such a good job during COVID.
So, how do I sign up?
Well, this is the thing. One economy class return ticket to any of the 90 destinations worldwide that Qatar fly to. You'll also receive a voucher for 50% off a future return flight. So you could use that for a passenger if you wanted to fly with someone. Both tickets, they're valid until the 30th of September 2021. Qatar said that we know that it hasn't been an easy task for the teachers and we want to reward them for all the hard work that they've been doing.
That's amazing.
Now,
here's the catch.
One slight problem. Like I said, World Teachers Day was Monday the 5th of October.
Yeah.
Each country will receive a daily allocation of tickets over a staggered 3-day period.
And it's already been.
Started from October 5th to October 8th.
Why wouldn't you message me?
Wrapped up on Thursday.
You're still a registered teacher. Did you register?
So I looked at it.
I looked at it, wanker. And
it scared me when it said what school you teach at. Because I can put in my teaching number and I was like, I don't really teach at a school. And then I thought, I could tell Ben that he could get free flights. And then I thought, well, it would ruin the story for radio on the Sunday, so I won't tell Ben. But now I'm telling you that you could have got free flights.
And also, you would have just been like, you would have put my details in, got the ticket.
Oh, why didn't I do that?
Don't act surprised like you didn't do it.
Or have I done it?
Top of the morning, Andrew. How are you?
Matt, I'm well. Good. Every day is good when I'm around you.
Are you following the rules?
Always. In what way?
Just COVID rules.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the rules around the home. Like making the bed, doing the dishes.
They would be rules in your house.
Of course they are. We make the bed every morning. Do you not make the bed?
We make the bed.
Lou and I.
That's interesting.
It's a king bed.
Now, you don't have a job during the day. So do you wake up with her and make the bed with her?
Correct.
Wow.
We get up at 5:30 every morning.
What?
5:30, yeah. I do it.
What do you do in the day?
Work out.
Really?
Do you guys not make the bed together?
I'm in bed.
What? This is bizarre.
Anyway.
Yeah, moving on.
We need to move on.
But
now,
I follow the rules at home and also with Dan Andrews.
Four South Australian men have taken a route through Victoria to New South Wales.
Now, why if you're in South Australia? Because they've got I don't think they've got any cases in South Australia.
Is there a way that you can get from South Australia to New South Wales? Or do you have to go through?
Follow the Murray. The Murray always leads.
Oh, and stay on your side of the Murray. But you would still be through Victoria, wouldn't you?
No, you can go New South Wales side of the Murray.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, four blokes.
Four blokes have been stopped by police because they don't have a permit to travel through Victoria.
Yep.
They didn't get a permit through there. And when they were asked about why, they were stopped at... Now, this probably puts it into context. They were stopped at 5 a.m. So clearly trying
dodgy
to do it under the blanket of night. But they blamed the GPS. Now, this is fantastic.
Not a bad excuse.
That's what I'm thinking. Do you say, well, this is what the GPS told me to do. We didn't know there was another way to get there. We just punched into the GPS.
And to be honest, some GPSs, even on my phone, is shocking. They take you on the worst way possible.
Yeah, and you could just say, well, look, I don't know how to get there.
Yeah.
This is not, well, you know, it's 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I can't see any signs.
I didn't see the sign, welcome to Victoria. I drove straight past that one.
We just backed in the GPS and they all got stung with a $1,000 fine.
Oh. Hang on, so they all got fined.
Well, look, at the end of the day, even if that's your excuse, you've still broken the law.
Yeah, but the thing is, you didn't do it deliberately.
Are you kidding? Of course they did.
They said it was the GPS.
Yeah, but you can't blame the GPS.
I'd be horrible in law enforcement. I'd take everyone on Facebook.
Yeah.
Wasn't working. Hey, I'm sorry for pulling you over.
Literally would have said, like they would have said, oh, mate, yeah, sorry, officer, we put in the GPS and they've taken us through here. And you'd be like, oh, tell me about it. My phone has a dodgy GPS. Go straight through, mate.
Ben, you know I've been on the house hunt for close to a year. I think it's been over a year.
Been more than a year,
mate.
Close to 4 years.
Lou and I are close.
No, you're not.
We are on the cusp. We are.
No, you're not.
We are.
What's changed? What do you mean you're on the cusp?
Our attitudes have changed. We're just like, you know what? We want to.
You're turning 30 next week, and you're just like, geez, I better get a move on.
Get a house.
Geez, you'd get a move on with kids as well, wouldn't you?
Mate, you've been.
I'm younger than you.
It doesn't matter about age.
But I'm just thinking about, what do you mean it does? Of course it does. Maybe not for you. Let's not get into that right now.
Anyway, been looking at houses. A house popped up in Pennsylvania. Remarkably cheap. They're only asking $298,000. Now, the reason that it's so cheap...
Oh, cheap for some, mate. Jesus.
Well, you compare that...
No, I'm only having a...
300,000.
Having a laugh, mate.
Okay, good.
Get off the back foot.
Mate, I'm not on the back foot. Stop attacking me. It was the home in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, so have you seen Silence of the Lambs? What's that guy's... What's the main guy's
Hannibal
name?
Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal.
Was there a serial killer called Buffalo Bill
Buffalo
as well?
Buffalo Bill, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's Buffalo Bill's home...
It puts the lotion on the skin.
I haven't seen it. Okay, I haven't seen it. But the actual home...
That would sound so far out of context.
You put the lotion on the skin.
So far out of context.
I haven't seen it because I'm no good with horror movies. But the home itself looks terrifying.
Yeah.
Now, the real estate agents, their sisters, Elaine and Sharon, they've teamed up. They said, look, it's in a much cleaner condition than what it was when the serial killer lived there.
So it's not just, it's not the fact that it was in the movie. This actually, I didn't realize the serial killer was real.
What do you mean the serial killer?
It says the famous serial killer.
Yeah. Buffalo Bill.
Oh, so this is
in the
just,
movie.
So then he's not a real person.
No, mate.
Oh, they said they cleaned it up, I was like, oh, from what?
No, it's all from the movie. They're saying that if it doesn't sell by Halloween, the sisters, who are the real estate agents, they're considering bringing in a psychic medium into the home and live streaming it.
May I suggest? I just want to make a small suggestion.
Go on.
You've listed it cheap because you're like, look, I can't move it.
Yeah.
Do you really think selling it on Halloween or around Halloween is the smartest idea if it was involved in a horror movie?
Why would you be getting a psychic medium in there? They're going to live stream it. They're going
to
see if they can
connect
with...
To see if there's any spirits in there.
Connect with any spirits.
Yeah, to see if it's clean.
I don't know. It's a horrible idea.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't be getting them to sell your house, would you?
I just... No.
We're going to get some psychic mediums into your house.
Imagine...
We'll live stream it as well.
Imagine the live stream. If they're like, look, we're going to live stream it. The psychic can prove that it's nice and safe. And they're like, welcome to the live show. Hey, Andy, I'm going to tell you about a French couple here out in France.
Yeah, good.
En Francais. They paid $10,000 for a Savannah cat. Now, a Savannah cat is...
They're not those bald ones, are they?
No. I don't know, like a minx or something.
They're the ugliest cats I've ever seen.
A Savannah cat is a cross between an exotic African serval and a domesticated feline.
Okay.
So they're legal to have in the country as pets, and they're just kind of like, think of like an everyday cat, and it just has dots on it.
Oh, Justin Bieber's got one.
One of those.
Yeah, Bieber's got one.
Yeah.
Bieber's got one of those cats. Now $10,000 doesn't shock me because I'm looking at dogs at the moment.
For a couple of grand.
And they're upwards of $5,000. Mm. So $10,000 for an exotic cat... Joe Exotic might have something to say about it, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, massively. So the family forked out $10,000. Family cat, you know, fantastic, whatever. As the cat got older and started to grow, they realised something about it in the first couple of weeks of having the cat.
It was a tiger.
It was a tiger.
It was not.
It was a tiger cat.
It was a... Yeah!
So...
Yeah!
They bought
it. Was it really?
They took it from, or they bought it from, I think it's from Indonesia.
Oh.
And it turned out, they're native to Indonesia. I'm not exactly sure where they got it.
Yeah, this is too good.
But it was a tiger cub.
It's
So literally, this family has taken home.
Why is our cat growing so fast?
Why is it eating my arm? It's not playful anymore. And there's those stories where, I mean, we've all watched The Tiger King, the documentary.
Yeah.
And if they grow up with you, they don't really attack you. Like, they get familiar with you or whatever.
Did we watch the same Tiger King? Because someone lost an arm.
But that's what I'm thinking. Imagine, like, you've grown up with this cat. We're in lockdown, obviously.
Yeah.
So the cat's really friendly with you. You don't suspect anything. And then you have a visitor once restriction ease. And all of a sudden, you know, little kitty is... tearing your neighbour a new one.
Not little kitty.
Oh my God, it's a tiger.
Mate, there we go. Podcast is done for another week.
Absolutely. One of the best, I'd say. 68. Find him, mate.
Big call.
Find the rusty goat.
Let's finish it strong, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house.
As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, this week's Thought of the Week... comes from muscle memory.
Oh, you're doing it.
Have you got one?
Well, I had a thought cruising in this morning. It wasn't a very deep thought. It was surface level.
Okay, we're going to go with my one.
How deep is yours?
No, it's deep.
Real deep?
Well, maybe we'll test the waters with my one. If it's no good, you can finish
I can back it up, yeah.
Isn't it strange that just doing... your body shuts down after doing a task. Like, the old trick is, to put in perspective, if you got a wooden broomstick, light as anything, mm-hmm. and did bench press over and over again, eventually your body can't do it anymore.
No. The whole idea with muscle memory is...
I'm not talking about muscle memory. I'm talking about muscle fatigue.
Oh.
I said muscle memory because, essentially, that's what building muscle is. Because if you can do 10 push-ups in a day,
yeah.
and then the next day you might be able to do 11.
Correct.
And then the next day, 12. Because your body's starting to get used to it.
Yeah.
And it's remembering the action.
But eventually you're going to get sore.
But isn't that strange that you can build that muscle and your muscle just remembers what to do?
Yeah, but you're talking about a broomstick.
But if you did a broomstick over and over again, no matter how strong you are, eventually you will give out.
Correct.
But isn't that weird? It's light as anything.
Yeah, but it's like doing anything. If you hold your arm out...
it's so strange, though. Like, we can physically pick something up as light as a feather.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, it becomes too heavy for us to pick up.
I didn't think I was going to have to do a double Thought of the Week, but we might have to.
You don't reckon that's good?
No, I'm shooting this off again, sorry.
Ben's Thought of the Week.
You'd want to bring it home strong.
We're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house.
As long as I'm covered up.
Mate, this Thought of the Week. I was thinking on the way into work this morning.
This better be good. I'm going hard.
You and I, on a Thursday, we buy a touch lotto ticket. And we've always said that if we win, we split it at third.
Yep.
I think it's over $2 million. We split it or something like that.
Over a mil.
Is it over a mil?
Yeah, anything over a mil. Well, 900,000, you still split it.
Nope.
I think to a reasonable amount, yeah. We'll split it.
We are competing against each other, though. Now, my Thought of the Week is, wouldn't it make more sense if you played on a Tuesday and then I played on a Thursday, or vice versa? Because if we were both to win Division 1, it sort of takes
then
it away.
Then we pull it and split it.
Yeah.
That's a shit Thought of the Week.
No, but if
wrap it up.
No,
wrap it up. Wrap it
that.
Up. We're back next weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Like and subscribe our podcast. Do what you want. Leave a comment. See ya.
See ya.
Weekend breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.